We didn't get to hear any of those conversations because this was the decision that just came down from the secretary, a secretary who told Congress just within the past couple of weeks that we should not take health advice from him, and told Congress during his confirmation hearing that he would not be messing with the childhood vaccination schedule. It's very concerning.
Insurance plans have to cover recommended vaccines. So if these vaccines are no longer recommended for these groups, how do you anticipate health insurance companies are going to respond?
Yeah, it goes even beyond that. The Affordable Care Act says that if it's a recommended vaccine, it has to be provided at no cost to people with health insurance. But one of the things that's wonderful about our childhood vaccination system in the United States is if there is a recommended vaccination, there's a program called the Vaccines for Children program. And that requires Congress to pay for vaccinations for all children, regardless of whether they have insurance. So a child who is from a lower income family is going to get vaccinated just as easily as someone whose family has more income. Without that recommendation, there will not be those vaccines provided for free for lower income children. So there won't be that choice.
Oh,